This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
While the waters are rising in Ipswich and Brisbane, the cleanup is just beginning in Toowoomba. Chris Winders is one of the pastors at Toowoomba City Church. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So I guess, first of all, I mean, how did your church survive the flooding?
People-wise, we've survived really well, which we're really, really grateful for. The church building and office block was fairly severely damaged, but we'll get over that.
Are you somewhere near the city centre?
We're pretty much in the city centre. Where you may have seen footage on TV of cars kind of being thrown up against the bridge. Well, we're about 50 metres from there.
Oh, wow. So you really got a strong wave of water through then?
Yeah, we did. It was unbelievable. Nobody's ever seen anything like that before. So it all kind of came through the back of the building and out the front.
Wow. And the building structurally is okay?
The office block is, there's some structural damage, not enough to warrant the building not being safe, but internally there's a lot of structural damage.
Yeah, right. And so where were you, Chris, when this all happened?
Well, it was a Monday, so it was my day off, but we did have some office staff here, and so I was trying to get here because I knew the place was starting to leak, but stuck on the other side of the creek, tried to cross the creek, but my car was never going to make it, so I just stood there and watched in horror, watching cars floating past our church. It was crazy.
So you were literally on the other side seeing it all unfold?
Yeah, just standing there watching. There was a lot of people in town, we were all just standing there, you know, hoping there was nobody in those cars that were going past there, yeah.
Oh, wow, that would have been a scary moment. So emotionally then, how's everybody feeling?
For the first couple of days, honestly, I think it's just shock. Mm. We've all been saying for the last few days, you know, doing everything you can to get involved in helping some of the towns west of here. But everybody always says, so glad we live on top of a hill and, talk to see anything like this before. So I think shock that this could happen in our safe, secure little city.
Yeah.
And probably now the reality starting to sink in. I mean, for a lot of people, honestly, there's not a huge effect because houses are built up on hills. But in the CBD, I think anybody who works down here or has any involvement down here, I think the reality is now setting in that there's a lot of destruction.
Well, I was wondering whether there are people in your church who, for example, have lost homes or businesses and been affected in that way.
Yeah, definitely. We have a number of people who live in the smaller towns around Toowoomba, and particularly down, you may have heard about Murphy's Creek, we've got Grantham, those areas. We have a number of people down there, farmers. We know of one of our families, whose house has been quite badly damaged. A number of farmers who have lost all of their crops, but their houses are okay. But there's still some families we haven't been able to be in contact with, but have heard via other sources that they're okay.
Okay. So as far as you know, all the people from your church who are around that Murphy's Creek, Grantham area have come out of it okay? Because that's been where the main sort of loss of lives has occurred, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, no, as far as I know, there is a young man that's part of our church. His parents are pastors in town as well. He and his sister, just only barely got out of their house, but unfortunately their parents were killed. They were washed down the creek. So that, I mean, it's just, yeah, I think the shock of that's still setting in. So, the rest of our family, we've been in touch with as many people as we can. Everyone's okay.
Yeah, okay. And so has the church kind of worked out any, you probably haven't had time yet, but any kind of plan for how you're going to care for people or what you're going to do next?
Yes, I mean, we're probably looking at a couple of different levels. For the church itself, we're making some of our pastoral care team available for counselling. We are aware of a few people, one particular family who were in quite a difficult situation. So we're just making, you know, counselling available for them and for others as we become aware of it. But at a citywide level, we'll make whatever resources we have. We have counsellors and people in pastoral care. We'll make them available.
Yeah, I think it's
whoever needs them.
From what I've heard from psychologists speaking about this, that, you know, for most people, they'll be resilient and they'll get on. But for people who have a series of bad things happening in their life, or who perhaps this means that they're now unemployed or that their business goes under, that they're the people that will, much longer term, maybe even a year or two down the track, will be struggling.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, look, right now, everyone just gets on with cleaning up. But give it another couple of weeks, another month. And yeah, I guess already you begin to hear people say, oh, I'm never going to park there, or I'll never go in there again. And you can understand it's the shock of the moment. But it can of course, have long-lasting implications for people, children especially. So, yeah, we'll just be aware of those things and doing what we can to serve, you know, the people of the city.
Yeah, all right. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, and maybe we'll touch base again down the track sometime.
Thank you. Really appreciate them.
Yeah, that's Chris Winders. He's a pastor with Toowoomba City Church. Thanks so much for your time, Chris.
You're welcome.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.